Chris Dewaz with the American Medical Response has been tracking this in our larger cities here, and he has the latest opioid overdose numbers. And Chris is nice enough to join us out of the gate this morning. American Medical Response. Chris, take it away.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Last month was a particularly rough month for the city of Nashua, who had 25 overdoses. But more importantly, more than a quarter of them were fatal. That's an astounding number. When we're projecting, based on the first quarter of this year, that Nashua will probably eclipse its record of fatalities since the opioid epidemic began back in 2015. So very, very disturbing news. Certainly, the cause is without question synthetic fentanyl. As I've mentioned before, it's virtually in every illicit drug that is on the street, whether it's a counterfeit pill or whether it's heroin mixed with it or methamphetamine. It is everywhere.
You know, it's ironic you say that and sad but true, but you see this, Chris, and your team. One of the moms, one of the parents we had on my special a few weeks back said that her son, I can't remember his first name or which parent it was, but she was terrific and courageous to talk about it, that when after he had after he had passed, I guess they found out that there was fentanyl in what he had taken. Then he presumably did not know that, and I'm sure he didn't. That's scary that it can be in so many different things, and you not know it.
Yeah, and what we tell people who are using illicit substances is just to assume that it's in there. You have to assume it can be deadly the first time you use it or any time you use it. So it's really like playing Russian roulette, unfortunately.
Well, Chris, thanks for keeping us posted, even if it's a grim picture. And you don't see anything, you're just tracking numbers and you're going by the numbers, but you don't see any trends that are, we're going into the spring and summer. I don't know if that changes anything. Are your EMTs, what they're seeing about the same? Do they see any light here at the end of the tunnel or not?
You know, we see peaks and valleys, but unfortunately, I think we're in this for the long haul. There's a lot of great work that continues to be done by a lot of great people here in New Hampshire, and we're not going to give up the fight, but it's a tough battle.
All right, Chris Dewaz, American Medical Response, AMR. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Jack.